Welcome to the Hockey Strength Podcast, the official podcast of the world's best resource for hockey strength and conditioning information. HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 52 of the Hockey Strength Podcast. This is the official podcast of HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com. My name is Brian Sippets. Today I am on the phone with Devin McConnell from UMass Lowell. They just wrapped up their season and a great push all the way to the... They just finished up their season. They get a great push into the quarterfinals and unfortunately did not quite make it to the Final Four, but great season for them. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, we're going to tackle Devin's topic for the 2017 Great Lakes Hockey Strength and Conditioning Clinic coming up on April 22nd. Devin's going to be talking about recovery and regeneration in hockey. And in our conversation, he's going to be talking about different methods you can use for different kinds of stress that have been applied to the body. So recovery day or a recovery session is not always just a foam roll and a stretch. There's going to be different tools and different techniques that are going to be used to get the most out of that recovery. So we're looking forward to hearing from him. Also, head over to HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com and check it out. We've got some new information up there, and right now we've got over 900 videos, articles, programs, webinars, and podcasts all about the training of hockey players. So if you're a coach, you're a parent, or a strength and conditioning professional, definitely check it out if you're working with hockey players. We've got some must-have resources on there. Also, check out our Twitter and Instagram feeds. On Twitter, we're at JoinUsAtHSC. And on Facebook, we're Hockey Strength. So check those out. Lots of good stuff on there that doesn't make the site. And we try to be really active on those as well. So, all right, we're ready to go here with Devin McConnell from UMass Lowell. All right, we're on the phone right now with Devin McConnell out at UMass Lowell. Devin, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on a great season for your guys.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Glad to be on, and appreciate the kind words. It was a good run, good year.
Yeah, so almost to the Frozen Four, and you know, I think in the past you guys have had a ton of success. What was, what was it about this year's team that made you guys successful, you know, in getting you that far?
Yeah, I mean, I think in general, we've really built a culture here over the last, I guess this is 6 years. Basically our staff has been together, and we've really built a culture of sort of, you know, hard work and kind of blue collar mentality. And at the same time, I think those guys, the staff that's responsible for recruiting and bringing kids in, have done an outstanding job bringing in, you know, character first people, bringing in good people who want to develop and get better. And then I think just you put all those ingredients together and really have a instill a mindset of continual improvement. And being detail oriented, and I think that's kind of the recipe that has led to success for us, at least. And this year, we really had kind of all the pieces at one time. We had, you know, great goaltending, probably the most skill we've had in my tenure here. Overall, our defense corps was unbelievable. And again, you add on top of that that these were really truly good people, good kids who worked really hard every day, and we're constantly trying to get better, and that's how we ended up where we were.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, you guys have a really distinct, you know, from an outsider's perspective anyway, you have a really distinct brand, or, you know, like you said, culture, and I think really stuck to it that year. And you've got five or four guys right now that have signed NHL contracts right out of school, so that's huge.
Yeah, for three of our four seniors, and I think the other one probably will here before the weekend is over. And then we had one junior decide to leave early, and it's exciting. It's and last year was kind of the same thing. I think we had five of seven seniors went and made money after the season, and so again we've been able to really kind of build a development minded model that also has led to some pretty good in-season success as well.
For sure. So the reason we're talking today, you know, you'll be presenting at the Great Lakes Hockey Strength and Conditioning Clinic coming up here on the 22nd of April, I guess. So I want to make sure that we let people know what you're talking about and sort of give people the bullet points. Obviously, you know, it's better to see the presentation so you get the full amount of information, but you're going to be talking about recovery and regeneration in hockey. And, you know, it's something that's important and sometimes maybe not stressed quite as much. So tell us a little bit about your presentation and some of the bullet points you're going to be covering.
Yeah. So recovery and regeneration, in hockey obviously is the title, and, kind of the idea behind, the presentation is, I want to kind of outline, some of the things that are out there. Recovery and regeneration is a topic, like you said, that sometimes can get glossed over. And I think on the other end of the pendulum, I think sometimes can be overemphasized. my kind of goal with the talk is to, you know, go over some of the things, the strategies, the tools, the what have yous that are out there. You know, what works, what doesn't, what, you know, kind of the science says. And then at the same time, a large part of it's going to be from kind of the practical side. What do, you know, in our system, what do we actually do? What actually helps us? And what doesn't? And I want to be able to kind of go through sort of from top to bottom, why we do what we do, where it fits. And at the same time, sometimes where it doesn't fit and where recovery and regeneration, maybe is oversold sometimes or is not as necessary at certain times of the year and things like that.
Nice. So I think people have a pretty good grasp on, you know, like an active day or like a recovery day, that kind of thing. So what kind of, I guess, tools or what kind of, I don't know, protocols are you going to use? Can you describe, maybe just use a couple of examples, and what would be in your recovery days?
Yeah. So the way we're kind of set up, we're going to, in a given week, we'll talk about, we'll use the example of in season. We're going to train every day in some form, and we're also going to engage in recovery and regeneration in some form. And each day it's going to be a little bit different. So when I say train, you know, we're not necessarily lifting weights every day, but we are going to be doing something with the goal of improving some qualities, whether that be a little bit of speed work or plyometrics or lifting or conditioning or what have you, whatever the pieces of the puzzle might be. So every day during the week, or essentially every practice day, so for us, more or less Monday through Thursday, we're going to train in some way, and we're obviously going to practice. On the back end of all of that, we're going to do something for recovery to essentially improve how quickly our athletes adapt to stress and recover from it and are able to, you know, engage in whatever the next day is, whether that be practice, training, or game, or whatever. So what we're going to choose to do from a recovery and regeneration standpoint, and this will be a big piece of the talk, is based on what type of stress we've applied that day, both off the ice, you know, in training, which is obviously the big piece of the puzzle for us, but also looking at what happens on the ice and trying to understand what type of stress has occurred to the athlete, and then what is the best type of recovery tool to use for that stress. I'll give you the example. You know, everybody, when you think about recovery work, everybody thinks cold tub or ice tub, ice bath. But ice baths are not necessarily the right tool for certain types of stress, like metabolic, muscular effort type stress. Think, you know, lactic acid, heavy legs. Cold tubs may not be the right tool for that type of stress. So if that's what most of our day has looked like that day, if we apply cold tub as our recovery modality, we're spinning our tires somewhat. That's probably not the right tool. It'd be the same thing as saying, well, we're going to bench press today and hope that we get stronger legs. There's nothing wrong with bench press, It's a great tool when you need it, but it's not going to develop lower body strength. So whether it be cold tubs and the type of stress that they're going to be able to combat, whether it be, you know, compression leggings or something like a Normatec or recovery boot, whether it be hot tub, whether it be contrast bath, whether it be something as basic as foam rolling and stretching, or even just diaphragmatic breathing, all of these different tools are going to have a better usage if you apply them to the right sort of pressure that's going on.
Nice. So are you going by the numbers on that? Are you going by the data on that in terms of determining whether it was like a heavy lactic day or whatever it was, or do you just kind of know that without the numbers?
It's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. There's an art and a science to it for sure. You know, as you know, we've talked several times before, and last year's conference talked a lot about you know, the sports science things that we do here at Lowell. A big piece of that is looking at our heart rate data. So we'll look at, you know, for instance, we'll look at the heart rate data post practice to see what percentage of players' max heart rates they spent a lot of time at. Was it a relatively low intensity day, or was it a very high intensity day? That information will help guide a little bit of what we're going to do after the fact. At the same time, some of it, you know, there's an art to it, and there's just kind of understanding, okay, if we lifted today, you know, as the strength coach, I obviously know, was this a higher volume day? Was this more of a neurological speed power day? And so there's looking at those different factors, looking at the data, but also having a feel for it and the art side and communication with the athletes themselves and saying, okay, how are you feeling? What was that like? What tools do you like? Just because an ice bath might be the right tool on paper, if the athlete absolutely despises it, might not be the right tool. So it's an art, it's a science. We try to combine the two to you know, put our best foot forward, I guess, when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think the most useful part of this presentation is going to be, you know, recovery day isn't a day where you isn't always a day where you just come in and warm up and do nothing else, or it's not always just a day where you or a session where you are in the cold tub. I think that's interesting to note that there are a couple there's handfuls of different modalities you can use, but not every time, or it may not be right for the situation that you're in. So yeah, I think that's definitely, I like how you put that together, how there's different tools for different things. And I know I don't know those things. So I'm going to be listening intently. And obviously on the private side, we don't have a lot of those tools, but it'd be nice to be able to guide people in the right direction at least.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, not everybody's going to have access to, you know, to every tool. We don't. I mean, there's lots of stuff out there that we don't have, and we have a pretty good arsenal, but it's at least understanding, you know, hopefully what I'll be able to get across is an understanding of the principles, and whether or not you have the specific tool or not, if you understand what the principles are and what you're trying to achieve, you know, just like in training, there's 18,000 right ways to do it, you know, and we all have different tools and different skill sets, but we can utilize different tools out of our toolbox and still end up at the same place. So that's kind of the idea behind this.
Yeah. And I mean, you mentioned principles. I think it's one of those things where if you understand the principles and there's a day where, you know, guys are feeling extra beat up or, you know, even if a bigger recovery day wasn't necessarily in the plan, if you know the principles, you can sort of work on the fly and know what's going to be best for the players that day and get the most out of them, you know?
Absolutely. Yep. No question.
All right, Devin. Well, I mean, I think this is meant to be just a little bit of a teaser, I think, for the presentation. So we're looking forward to hearing it. And, you know, obviously we have you coming back this year to the Great Lakes Clinic. And, you know, you had a great presentation last year. And actually, I've been using the TAP test, you know, just the standard iPad TAP test, and finding some good correlation with that. So
Awesome.
Pretty cool. Lots of value for a free app.
So, yeah, no question about it. Yeah, it's a good one.
But, yeah, well, we'll look forward to seeing you. I know we're happy to have you in town and get a couple good meals in and talk shop. So for those of you guys that are listening, I hope you can make it to the Great Lakes Hockey Strength and Conditioning Clinic. Devin McConnell from UMass Lowell is going to be talking about recovery and regeneration in hockey and using those tools to make your players better and get them recovering better for each day. So, Devin, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you on the 22nd.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap up episode 52 of the Hockey Strength Podcast. Thanks to Devin McConnell for joining me. Make sure you check out the website, guys. Make sure you head to greatlakeshockeystrength.com. That's where you can register for the event and get other information that we need, including hotel directions, where to fly into, etc. So check out greatlakeshockeystrength.com. We hope you can join us this year. It's our third year doing it. We've grown every year, so we're really looking forward to having another one. So we hope to see you there. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook. And until next time, be sure to train smart and check out hockeystrengthandconditioning.com, the world's greatest resource for training hockey players. Take care, guys. We'll talk to you soon.